Food has started to arrive, but this is a problem as people have started to worry that they will not get enough. This morning there were fights as crowds of people tried to get food. It reminded me of my time in Sudan, where several Doctors Without Borders staff were attacked as people tried to get the food. One good thing here is that many people can speak English or French. This makes it easier to communicate and find out about people's problems. When you can't speak the same language, it is sometimes very difficult to find out what is wrong with someone. However, my acting skills are very good, so I can still communicate with people, even when there is a language barrier and no interpreter around. It seems that many people here just need to talk, so I am finding that my job is not limited to being a nurse. It is also being a person who can listen to and comfort others. It is quite horrible to imagine losing everything, including some of your family. Our first job here was to try to organize a place to bury the people who were killed. We needed to do this as soon as possible to stop disease spreading. That was a really horrible job, and I felt so sorry for their relatives. When I think back to all the experiences that I have had around the world since joining Doctors Without Borders, I feel that I have been very lucky to be able to help others and do something worthwhile. Now I must think about tomorrow. We hope the clinic will be open and then I won't have any time to write my diary. This experience makes me appreciate all the things I have and gives me the chance to see things from another angle. I know I can't change the whole world, but I'm proud that I can help here and there and make a difference to people's lives.